Greetings, I'm Christy, the wordsmith. When the Earth was young and humans had not yet been born, Gaia, the Earth Mother, and Uranus, the Sky Father, ruled the planet and the heavens. The pair had many children and grandchildren who, over the years, divided into factions and battled for dominion over the Earth. Atlas, a grandson of Gaia and Uranus, fought his cousin Zeus in a fierce contest for supremacy. Zeus, as the ultimate victor, sentenced Atlas to forever bear the weight of the heavens on his shoulders. For ages, the vanquished Atlas held the earth and sky apart until he finally turned to stone. In some traditions, the Atlas Mountains, running across the northern tier of Africa, are the petrified body of the ancient Greek god. The ocean immediately west of the Atlas Mountains, the Atlantic, was also named for the ill-starred grandson of Gaia and Uranus. Why is a collection of maps called an atlas? The 16th century Flemish cartographer Gerardus Mercator established the tradition by publishing an image of the globe-bearing atlas on the frontispiece of his map collection. Succeeding cartographers perpetuated this tradition until the maps themselves became known as atlases. In addition, the first cervical vertebra below the skull is called the atlas, bearing as it does the weight of the head, just as the ancient god sustained the burden of the sky. I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.